Welcome to the Eddie Hyde Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me as we continue our theme talking about the Holy Spirit. What an exciting and timely theme this is. How the church needs to be reacquainted with the Holy Spirit in all of His offices and His works and manifestations. And we'll be talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit as we go along. But I want to talk to you today about the purpose of the Holy Spirit. We could call it, I've heard messages, and I probably even spoke about this, call it the purpose of Pentecost. But really, we're talking about the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Why is there a baptism in the Holy Spirit? Why is there a promised filling of the Holy Spirit? Is it to make us feel good? Is it to give us goosebumps? And so that we can have a party and celebrate and have fun? No. Now, there can be great joy, great manifestations of joy and even laughter when the Holy Spirit comes. But those are byproducts of His coming. Those are not the real purpose of His coming. And we have to be careful that we don't confuse some of these byproducts of His coming to His whole purpose of His coming. Because if we do, then we become centered on ourselves and we think it's all about us and that the Holy Spirit has come just to make us feel good. No, that's not the goal. That is not the purpose. Let's read about in Acts 1:8. Jesus summed up succinctly why the Holy Spirit was being given. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Now, we have to understand the context of this statement. The disciples ask him an eschatology is the study of the end times. And many believe, I believe, we're living in the end times. And they ask Jesus a question about the time of the end. They said, "Lord, will you restore the kingdom to Israel at this time?" And Jesus responded by saying, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set in His own authority." And then He told them what's important. In other words, He's saying, "Look, I don't want you to be speculating about when this is going to happen or that is going to happen, when the kingdom is going to be restored to Israel and all of this. Here's what you need to be focused on. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now, let's read just a few verses above here in this same passage. We're in Acts chapter 1. And verse 4 of Acts 1:4, and this is describing one of His post-resurrection appearances. Between His resurrection and His ascension to heaven, which was 40 days, Jesus appeared at different times to different disciples. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, then He appeared to the 11, and then He appeared to others. At one time, He appeared to over 500 at one time. So this is on one of those post-resurrection appearances before His ascension that is being described by Luke here. And Luke says on chapter 1, verse 4 of Acts, "On one occasion, while He was eating with them, He gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised.'" What was the gift the Father promised? This baptism in the Holy Spirit, "which you have heard me speak about. For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Wow. Now He's predicting what's going to happen a few days later on the day of Pentecost, they experienced the fulfillment of what John the Baptist prophesied about. And here is Jesus is reminding them of this. And it is so important. He says, do not leave Jerusalem, but I want you to wait for the fulfillment of that promise. You need this. Yes, I know you're excited. You're here looking at me and talking to me, who was dead and buried for 3 days, and I'm alive forevermore. And I know you're excited and you want to go out and tell people about it, but you need this promised baptism in the Holy Spirit. It is necessary. It is absolutely necessary for you to have this, for you to fulfill my calling and my commission that I have given to you. And so then he sums it up here in again in verse 8. But you shall receive power. And by the way, the word power there is the Greek word dunamis, from which we get words like dynamite, dynamo. Power is the best translation of the word. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. So that is the same thing as saying, when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, but you will receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. So here's the purpose. He doesn't say, now, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will laugh hilariously. Now, that may happen. I have seen. I have experienced laughter from the Holy Spirit. I have experienced it. I know it's real. But that is not the purpose. That is a byproduct. The purpose, he said, is you will be my witnesses. One translation says, you will be witnesses unto me. In other words, the Holy Spirit is always going to be pointing to Jesus, always. And he will empower us to point people to Jesus. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. That was their home base. That's where they were. And in all Judea, that's the neighboring territory, and Samaria. Now you're getting out into cross-cultural missions to a people that they were not all that well liked by the Jews in Jerusalem, and they didn't like the Jews in Jerusalem. But my friends, the gospel is for everyone, and the Holy Spirit is going to empower us to take the gospel to people who are not culturally like us, who don't necessarily think like us and talk like us and eat like us and act like us, but the Holy Spirit is going to empower us to take the gospel to those people, to Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit is a missionary spirit. The Holy Spirit is a sending spirit. If it is a real revival of the Holy Spirit, it is going to stir a desire to tell people about Jesus. It's going to stir a desire to go and tell and to send others to go and tell. A real revival of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my friends, let's be careful of these self-centered revivals where it's all about me and how the Holy Spirit is here to bless me and to help me and to cause me to have fun and to cause me to feel good. Again, those are byproducts, but that is not why he has come. He has come to empower us to be his witnesses in the earth. Let's pray. Lord, give your church a fresh vision from the Holy Spirit to be your witnesses and a desire to be more powerful witnesses. Lord, you deserve more than you have gotten out of us today. And I pray that you will empower us, empower me, and everyone listening to this episode, empower us, O God, to be more effective and powerful witnesses than we've ever been in the past. Lord, give us that dunamis. We need that dunamis, that power of your Holy Spirit in this hour, Lord, when there is so much opposition to your word and to your ways. Give us that dunamis, that power of your Holy Spirit. Baptize your people. Baptize your church once again in the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come upon us once again that we might be your witnesses to the ends of the earth. And we thank you for doing it, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If you'd like to send an offering to help us out with our ministry, you're welcome to do so. There is a PayPal icon there on the homepage of our website, eddiehyatt.com. If you'd like to send an offering by Zelle, just use my email address. It's also there on our homepage, Dr. Eddie Hyatt at gmail.com is the Zelle way to make a donation. Dr. Eddie Hyatt at gmail.com, DrEddieHyatt at gmail.com. And it's right there on the homepage of our website. And God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you the next time as we continue talking about the Holy Spirit. This could go on for quite a while, folks. I can see that clearly now. God bless you. Amen.